Lawrence Neverson. You know him?
Yes. Yes, he's a friend. Neighbour.
Oh, well, then at least that explains how he knew all about you and could tell me your life story.
Yes, but why? Why would he do it?
Well, sorry, that's something I can't help you with.
But look, you are telling me...
The truth, yes.
You searched his pockets and...
And I looked in his wallet, which is where I got his name from. I dare say you think it's a pretty low trick, but when a girl's in a hotel room with a stranger, she wants to find out as much as she can. Anyway, I must be telling you the truth. Where else would I have got his name from?
No. About my height, late 30s, fair hair?
Yes.
Wears glasses, not all the time, but for reading and...
Yes.
Ah. And he didn't just use my name to check in. He actually pretended he was me. Told you all about my family.
Yes.
And the publishing.
Oh, he spent a whole meal on the publishing. Gave me quite a seminar on the importance of the title, cover design, and how you had to maintain a balanced list, you know, fiction against non-fiction.
I should employ him.
Well, he convinced me. I've been out with men who've told me they've been airline pilots or film producers, and I hadn't believed a word, but this man, when he said he was a publisher, I never doubted it.
See, you know how I found you.
No.
Well, all I had to go on were the letters, the ones I'd shown you that said I'd been seeing somebody called Melissa and that there was some kind of financial relationship between us.
Uh-huh.
So I hired a private detective. Got him to find out if there was a Melissa worked for an escort agency or, you know, whatever. And you know who recommended this private detective?
Lawrence.
Lawrence Neverson. He's a solicitor. His firm used this man regularly.
Did he know why you wanted...
No. I just said I wanted to trace somebody.
He didn't know it was me?
No.
Well... Is that poor man in for a shock?
No more than he deserves.
What are you going to do?
Well...
You're going to tell your wife it was him? Because you said this was all because...
Oh, because she believes the letters. Yes. Oh, yes, I am going to tell her. Even better, he can tell her for me.
Suppose...
What?
Suppose he denies it.
Well, then I don't know.
Because I'm not. I mean, I hope you're not thinking of asking
me
to speak to your wife or to the police.
No.
Because you promised you gave me your word.
And I meant it.
No, I'm sorry, but I just can't afford to be involved. Not after tonight.
Listen, the last thing I'd want is for you to talk to my wife. Mood she's in, she wouldn't believe you anyway. And the police, it's nothing to do with them. You've told me what I wanted to know, and thank you. I'm grateful.
Well, I'm not in the business of breaking up marriages. Might seem like it, I know.
No, I'm sure you're not. Anyway,
You want to be off and find your friend, Mr. Neverson?
I do rather, yes. Can I get you a taxi or anything?
Neverson residence?
Adele, it's Richard.
Richard, oh, hello. I was ringing your house earlier, but Jane said Claire had gone away or something.
Yeah, she has.
Only I wanted to catch her. You don't know when she'll be back.
I'm not sure. Adele, I have to speak to Lawrence. Is he in?
No, I'm sorry. He's out at one of his Law Society dinners. Or if it's not the Law Society, then...
Do you know where?
Where?
Yeah, I need to find him tonight. Yeah, do you know where this dinner is?
Well, they're usually in Manchester.
I'm in Manchester.
Oh, well then, hang on. Let's see if he's written anything down. Oh, what's today? Yes, it's at the Midland.
Midland. And he's there now?
Well, he should be, yes.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, sir. I believe you have some sort of Law Society dinner on here tonight.
Yes, I think... Manchester Law Society, yes, sir.
There's someone attending it I need to speak to. Could you get a message to him that I'm out here and that I'd like to speak to him now?
Well, we can certainly give him the message, yes. And your name is?
Richard Gillian.
And the gentleman you wish to speak to?
Lawrence Neverson. And if you could say that it's extremely urgent.
Richard. Hi. What's happened?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing's happened.
Well, they said it was urgent.
Yes, it's urgent. I talk to you, yes.
Right, fine. But does it have to be now?
It does, yes.
Well, it's just I'm supposed to be proposing the vote of thanks.
Well, somebody else will have to do it.
Well, hang on.
I'm being blackmailed because somebody thinks I'm having an affair with a woman called Melissa. Melissa, yes. Ring any bells?
Look, at the, let me just have a word with somebody.
Why don't you, yes?
And then I'll,
Yes, I'll sit over there, shall I? What would you like to drink? Somebody else making the speech?
Yes.
Room full of solicitors. I'm sure it wasn't difficult to find somebody who'd get to his feet.
Not too difficult, no.
Cheers.
Cheers. So, blackmail. You said you were...
Being blackmailed? Yeah. Yes. I've received three letters demanding £5,000 to keep quiet about an affair I seem to have been having, though I can't say I've been aware of it, with somebody called Melissa. Claire has also seen the letters, and she believes them, and so, for the time being, anyway, she has left me.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Actually, that's why I came to see you over the weekend, asking if you could recommend a private detective, remember?
Yes.
Which you very kindly did, and I must say he's done an absolutely first-class job. Found this girl straight off. The one who was mentioned in the letters, this Melissa.
Did he?
Turns out she works for an escort agency. High-class tart, really. So then what I did, I rang this escort agency and arranged to meet the aforementioned Melissa. Met her tonight, as a matter of fact. Just come from seeing her. Fortunately, she turned out to be an intelligent girl and, well, sympathetic. Told me what sounded like the truth, that she'd been meeting somebody who'd been using my name. Well, not just the name, my whole identity.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Still, I suppose the good news is it puts you in the clear, yes.
Oh, I suppose it is. But she told me something else as well. See, when she was with this man in the hotel room, she took the opportunity to have a look through his pockets, just to reassure herself on who he really was. And what she discovered... Well, I think you know, don't you? What she discovered was that the person she was with, this man who was using my name and telling her how he was a publisher and ex-rugby international and everything else that would identify him as me, this man was actually you. Wasn't it?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Richard. God, this is so humiliating.
Is it? Well, I'm sorry about that, but things haven't been too easy for me either. These little games of yours, Lawrence, they might have been fun for you, but they've practically ruined my marriage.
I can only say I'm most desperately sorry.
Oh.
Well, what can I do? What is it you want me to do? Anything. Just tell me.
Well, to start with, how about a little explanation?
Yes.
Why? What the hell did you think you were playing at?
It wasn't, you know, malicious. Huh. Well, no, really. I wasn't doing it to harm you.
No?
No, that was the last thing.
Well, unfortunately, though, it has harmed me. It has harmed me a very great deal.
Yes, I'm sorry. I know I behaved terribly, but I didn't intend... I didn't intend any of this.
But you did it.
Well, I know.
So tell me, why?
Why? Yes, well... I went to the agency because... Well, my marriage with Adele isn't... It's not much of a marriage. I don't know why. We don't have major rows. We just don't... There's nothing much there anymore. We stay married, yes, but I suppose it's more out of habit than...
Lawrence.
And anyway, neither of us has anywhere else to go, so...
It's not really your marriage I'm asking about.
No.
You went to the escort agency.
Yes.
Never mind why. You went.
Yes, and I knew it was stupid. I kept telling myself all the time when I was making the phone calls, making the arrangements, I kept telling myself, this is absolutely stupid.
But you did it. You ran the agency and they fixed you up with this girl, this Melissa.
Yes.
At the Swallow Hotel.
Yes.
But why pretend to be me?
I'm sorry.
Never mind being sorry. Why?
Because who was I supposed to be?
What?
Well, I couldn't be myself. I'm a public figure of a sort. I mean, I'm known. Known in the courts, by the police, newspapers. I couldn't risk telling her who I really was, so... Well, I used a false name with the agency.
Graham.
Graham, yes.
So why not stick to Graham?
Because, well, once I got talking to this...
Melissa.
Melissa, once I got talking to her, I just couldn't... I don't know, lack of imagination, whatever, but I couldn't keep on pretending I was somebody called Graham when, well, I didn't know who on earth Graham was. I was sitting there talking to her and I didn't know who I was. So eventually I said, look, I'm not Graham, not really. But even then I couldn't tell her who I really was because... Well...
You're a public figure.
Yes.
No doubt you were concerned there'd be a risk of blackmail.
Yes.
Yeah, you were right to be.
I'm sorry.
So you couldn't admit to who you really were?
No.
And you couldn't carry on being Graham?
No, so I thought... Except it wasn't as deliberate as this. It was just spur of the moment. I thought, who would I like to be? And the answer was you. I wanted to be you. I wanted to be successful and have a terrific wife and children, and so I said I was you, and, well, once I'd said it, I just carried on. I had to carry on, talking as though I was you and about everything you'd done, and then when it came to checking into the hotel, I had no choice but to...
Use my name.
I'm sorry, Richard, I'm terribly...
You do understand that this little charade of yours has got me blackmailed and come close to destroying my marriage.
Whatever I can do, anything that'll help put things right.
Well, for one thing, I shall want you to repeat all this to Claire.
Yes.
Well, not all of
it. I will.
Yeah, well, just tell her it was you with Melissa in the hotel.
Yes.
You don't have to go into all the other stuff. Quite frankly, it's a rather idealized view of my life.
No.
Yeah, well, it sounds it to me.
Because you take it for granted. No, it's true. Whatever you do, you get it right. Everything, your wife, your children, everything you touch, you instinctively...
No.
Yes. Beautiful home and the garden. The garden's always immaculate.
Oh.
Yes, it is. Every time I come round, garden's immaculate. Yet I never see anybody actually gardening. Ours, all we do, Adele, both of us, all we do is work on the damn thing, but even so, it's never right. Like the house, everything, we never quite get things right.
Well, I promise you, we do sometimes do some gardening, but anyway, this
is... that's just an example. I mean, everything else, it just falls into place for you. You're happy with Claire, your children are happy, and you probably think everybody's like that.
If I ever did, then you've managed to disillusion me, because over the past few days...
Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, none of us has been what you call happy.
No.
Claire believes I've been having an affair and that I've gone to all kinds of lengths to deceive her and protect Melissa, my mistress, Melissa, and the children know this, and they probably believe it as well. So, if you'd set out deliberately to try and teach me what it was like not to get things right...
I didn't.
What it was like not to be happy, well, then you've done it.
I didn't, I swear.
Believe me, you have been totally successful in destroying any happiness I've ever had, and you've come bloody close to destroying my entire family.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, God.
I am. And I'll do whatever can be done to put things right.
Good.
These letters.
What?
Have you paid anything?
No.
Well, no, I just...
Why would I pay when I knew it wasn't me?
No. No, so it's Claire. The main thing is convincing Claire.
Yes.
Well, yes, I will, of course.
Yeah, the only slight problem being, I don't know where she is.
Yes, you said she'd...
left me. Just today. We had the latest of our rows this morning, and then I rang my daughter from work this afternoon, and she told me that Claire has packed her bags and gone.
Well, she'll come back, surely.
Oh, you think?
Or at least be in touch. She'll have to be in touch. And as soon as she is, well, then I swear to you, Richard, I'll go to her and I'll tell her everything.
You haven't read your mother's letter?
Of course not.
Well, it wouldn't tell you anything you don't know already. Your mother's gone away for a few days because that way, at least, I won't have to keep on lying to her about this whole wretched business.
Daddy, I don't want to know. It's between you and Mum.
Yes, I know it is, I know. But one thing I do want you to know, Jane. I have finally managed to sort out who it was pretending to be me.
You have?
Yes.
Who?
Well, no, sorry, darling. I don't think I should tell you that. But when your mother returns, assuming that at some point she will...
Of course she will.
Well, whenever that is... Then I shall be telling her. And that, I promise you, will be an end of it. Lawrence? Yes. Good morning.
Morning, yes. Have you spoken to Claire?
I can't. She's not here, is she?
But she hasn't rung or anything.
No.
It's just that, look, would you mind if I came round, rather than try to talk over the phone?
No.
I'll be with you in 5 minutes.
Right.
Post.
Oh, thanks.
Coffee's on, and what do you want for breakfast?
Just some toast, please. Oh, no. Well, this is a surprise.
What?
Another one.
From the blackmailer?
Yes, from our friendly local blackmailer. Dear Mr. Gillian, the address to which you must send the £5,000 is as follows. Room 608, 125 Stanmore Road, Manchester. When I receive the money, I will immediately send you the photographs, and that will be the last you will hear from me. If I do not receive the money within 2 weeks, then I will be sending the photographs to your wife and to other people who might be interested. That's it.
Let me see.
Well, he's too late. Sorry, but there'll be no £5,000 being sent anywhere.
But this means... Doesn't it? It means you've got his address.
Well,
so you can find out who he is.
Well, I shouldn't think it's quite that simple. Pound to a penny, it'll be some sort of accommodation address where they hold your mail till you pick it up.
Oh.
See, this room 608, that's probably just his, you know, reference number.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm certainly not sending him £5,000, since all I get in reply will be another letter asking for more.
Really?
Well, I would think so. And anyway, as I think I've mentioned before, whatever photographs he might have certainly don't feature me.
No.
Jane, believe me, I'm totally innocent of all this.
I do believe you.
Yes?
Well, for one thing, if you weren't, then I just don't think you'd have made such a mess of it. Oh, is that an awful thing to say?
No, and you're right. I wouldn't have made such a mess of it. You want a coffee?
Well, if it's no...
No, it's no trouble, no. Oh, and there's another letter. There, on the table, if you want to have a look. I assume the address it gives is an accommodation address. Even a blackmailer stupid enough to blackmail the wrong man is hardly likely to stick his own address down. Sugar?
No, thanks. What are you going to do with it?
Well, nothing. Why should I?
Oh, no, of course.
Yeah.
Thanks. Jane's not around, is she?
She's gone to have a bath. Why?
Well, no, I just wanted to say... I know last night I said I'd tell Claire everything. Explain to her that you've had no part in this whole business.
You did, yes.
Is there some other way we can sort this out?
Like what?
Well, some way that won't involve Claire knowing it was me.
Well, quite honestly, I don't think there is, no.
Because what it'll mean... Well, Adele's going to find out, isn't she?
Well, I don't see
yes,
why...
Yes, she is. Now, let's be honest. And I know I said, you know, about our marriage not being up to much, but it's... Well, it's all I've got, and if she found out about this... That'd be the end of it.
I know the feeling.
Suppose I just told Claire. Told her I knew you were telling the truth. Not that it was me, but that it was somebody else, and I knew this. I could vouch for you.
Ah, she won't believe you. Not in a million years. She'll think it's an old pal's act, that you're just saying it because I've asked you to. Lawrence, I'm sorry, but I've no choice. I have to ask you to tell Claire the truth.
Then she'll tell Adele.
Oh, no.
She's bound to.
No, Claire isn't a gossip, and I'm sure she's no more wish to harm your marriage than I have.
Even so, it's what'll happen.
Have I got this right? Is what you're saying that you've changed your mind? You're not going to tell Claire the truth? Is that what all this is leading to?
I'm saying, can we please, please find another way?
There is no other way.
Oh, so it's my marriage that has to go then, is it? You don't care what happens to my marriage as long as I help you save yours.
Well, since you're the one who's put it in jeopardy in the first
place... And not only that. It's not only my marriage this is going to cost me. It's going to cost me my reputation. It's going to cost me my career.
Why?
This kind of thing, you can't keep it quiet.
I told you, Claire is not a gossip. She's not going to go spreading it round the village or running to the newspapers or whatever it is you imagine.
Right.
She's not.
Well, she might not. She might not. But what about this?
Well, the letter?
Whoever's written this, what's he going to do?
Well, I...
You're refusing to pay, yes?
Well, what the hell do you expect? You expect me to cough up 5,000?
No, but I'm saying, what does he do? He doesn't get his money, so he does what it says here. I will be sending the pictures to your wife and to other people who might be interested.
So?
So, they're pictures of me. All right for you, yes. So what do you care? But they're pictures of me.
That will be sent to my wife, not yours.
And who else? Who else is he going to send them to?
Well, I have no idea.
Exactly.
So do you want to pay? You want the photographs? Well, then you pay him.
I would. I would if I thought that'd be the end of it. But it wouldn't be, would it? Because he'd want more money. There'd be more photographs. Can't you see? This is going to go on and on.
I don't care what it does. I don't care if he published the damn photographs in every newspaper there is.
No, well, you might not.
You gave me your word. When Claire gets back, you are going to talk to her and you're going to tell her the truth.
Only if I know that's going to be the end of it.
God, I should break your bloody neck.
I know you'll think I'm a coward.
Yes.
I just can't face...
Can I remind you, it's you who brought all this about. You, nobody else.
I know.
Brought it all on your own head through some stupid infatuation with some tart.
Please, Richard, try and understand.
Understand?
I just can't face losing everything. Everything, marriage, career, Richard, unknown. I'm known in the courts, known by the police.
No, hang on, wait.
What?
Oh, Lawrence.
How are you?
Yes, fine. Dad, I just wondered. I was going to go over to Sarah's, but if you want me to stay here, I mean, so I'm by the phone.
No.
Anyway, I must be going.
No, Lawrence, wait.
No, I'm late already. Bye, Jane.
Bye.
You don't have to stay here, no. You do whatever you were going to do. Lawrence!
Hang on.
Wait, or I'll drag you out of this thing, I swear.
I have to go, I really do.
So, what are you telling me? You're saying you won't talk to Claire. You won't tell her the truth.
I just... Richard, isn't there some other way? Please, there must be.
What? What other way?
I don't know.
You are going to tell Claire the truth. Lawrence!
Townsend Investigations.
Mr. Townsend, it's Richard Gillian again.
Oh, hello, yes.
First of all, thanks very much for finding Melissa. She was the young lady in question, yes.
Glad to hear it.
I've had a word with her, and, well, I think I've more or less sorted out what's happened. Only there's still something else I wonder if you could help me with. Look, it's probably best if I come and see you.
Certainly. When were you thinking?
Well, today would be ideal if you could spare me half an hour.
12 o'clock? Otherwise it'll have
to
be...
Oh, no, 12 o'clock's fine. I'll be at your office.
See you then.
Bye. Yes?
I've got a Mr. Lawrence Nevison on the line. He says it's urgent.
Yes. Yes, all right, Helen, put him on. Hello?
Richard?
Yes?
It's Lawrence. Look, I'm sorry about this morning. I'm just... Well, I don't know what I'm doing.
Lawrence, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm not trying to, you know, expose you as some kind of philanderer.
All I'm asking, isn't there some other way?
Well,
otherwise Adele finds out and my marriage is over. And this blackmailer's still threatening to send pictures of me to... Well, I don't know who. Could be anybody. And then what? My career's over, my marriage is over. Richard, what I'm saying is... Help me. I know I've no right to ask, no right at all, but please, can we not find some other way?
Well, I'll do everything I can.
Please.
I don't know how you've the cheek to ask, but for the sake of our friendship, yes, I'll do everything I can to find this other way. Only don't blame me if I can't. Don't blame me if at the end of this there is no other way.
No.
I'm going to see Morris Townsend again, see if he can help us trace this blackmailer.
But you won't tell him it was me?
No, I won't tell him it was you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, you met this young lady, then?
Yes, and she admitted everything. Not straight off, but...
Eventually.
Even gave me the real name of the man she was with.
Somebody you know?
Yes. The trouble is, I promised Melissa I wouldn't go to the police. I had to, otherwise she wouldn't have said a word. So I don't want to do that. And this person who was impersonating me, he is desperate. I shouldn't identify him. So I just wondered, can we come at it from a different angle? Is there any way of finding out who's been writing these letters?
The blackmailer?
Yes. See, I need the cooperation of this man who's been impersonating me. I need him to tell the truth to my wife.
I see.
Now, the only way I can get that cooperation is if I can promise him that this blackmailing business has been knocked on the head, so he's nothing to fear from photographs or anything of that sort.
Tall order.
Well...
What have we got to go on? Three letters.
Four.
Ah.
There was another one this morning. Here.
Thank you.
Now, I assume that the address he gives is an accommodation address.
We can soon find out.
Yeah, but the other thing I was thinking... what's the common denominator to all this? The place where this man and Melissa met, where he used my name, where I met Melissa.
Swallow Hotel?
Yes.
You mean that's where we'll find our blackmailer?
Well, it has to be.
Unless he's a pal of the young lady's.
Oh, no.
You're sure of that?
Well, she knew the true identity of the man she was with. If she'd been behind the blackmailing, then the letters would never have come to me.
True, yes.
Yeah, and the only place this man used my name was inside that hotel.
Uh-huh.
So it has to be, doesn't it? Has to be someone who works there.
Well, it's a possibility, yes.
Well, can you find out?
Oh.
Well, it's not easy, I know, but if there is any way, anything at all you can do.
Well, I might just be able, might, only might, be able to check out the staff, see if they haven't any of them got a record for this kind of thing.
Well, excellent, yes.
No promises, mind.
Oh, no.
And it will involve certain payments being made.
Well, make them, then. Nothing from your mother?
Afraid not.
I was wondering, you don't know whether David might know where she is?
Doubt it.
No.
She'll be back, Dad, don't worry.
Yeah.
You're beginning to look old, you know that? You're getting wrinkles. There, that might be her now.
Oh, I just hope so. Hello?
It's Lawrence.
Oh, yes.
I wondered if you'd, decided anything.
Not yet, no.
Is Claire... I mean, has she...
She's not back, no.
Ah.
Lawrence, If there is some way to protect your marriage and your career, then I promise you that's the way we'll take. But if there isn't, well then... Hello?
Mr. Gillian?
Mr. Townsend?
Yes. Now then, I've been pursuing the problem we discussed.
And?
Well, yes. Yes, I think I can say I've made some progress.
Oh, what sort of progress?
Look, I've had to... Well, I've had to step over the line a bit with this one. Take a few liberties.
Well, I appreciate that, yes.
What I mean is, anything I tell you, I haven't told you.
Oh, I understand.
And it's cost a bit.
Well, I understand that too, but have you... I mean, what exactly...
You want to know who your blackmailer is?
I do, yes.
Well, I think I might be able to tell you.